Hill Harper, actor on CSI, NY and The Good Doctor, running for U.S. Senate in Michigan. By Breitbart News on July 10, 2023. Lansing, Michigan. AP, Hill Harper, an actor known for his roles on CSI, NY and The Good Doctor, announced on Monday that he is running for Michigan's open U.S. Senate seat and challenging U.S. Representative Elissa Slotkin for the Democratic nomination. Harper is the sixth Democratic candidate to enter the race for retiring Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow's seat. Stabenow announced in January that she would not be seeking a fifth term in 2024 in the battleground state. Born in Iowa, Harper owns a house in Detroit and bought a coffee shop, Roasting Plant Coffee, in the city in 2017. He attended Brown University and Harvard Law School before becoming an actor. He starred on the CBS show CSI, NY for 9 seasons and currently appears on ABC's The Good Doctor. Harper was appointed to President Barack Obama's cancer panel in 2012 as a survivor of the disease himself. In an interview with the Associated Press before his announcement, Harper described himself as a small business owner, a union member, and an activist. He said that not being a career politician would serve as an advantage in Congress and that he plans to run a campaign powered by the people, for the people. "It's not about party. It's about people feeling represented," Harper said. "And being an independent voice in the U.S. Senate is something I believe Michiganders want right now." Harper faces a tough test in catching Slotkin in both fundraising and campaigning. Slotkin has raised $5.8 million in just over 4 months, according to her campaign, and $3.6 million of it remains unspent. She has been endorsed by fellow U.S. Representative Haley Stevens, a Democrat who represents parts of suburban Detroit. Many top Democratic candidates who had been considering a run for the Senate opted against it before Slotkin's February announcement, seemingly clearing the field for the third-term representative who rose to prominence by consistently winning one of the nation's most competitive House seats. But the field of Democratic candidates has grown in recent months. State Board of Education member Pamela Pugh, former Detroit State Representative Leslie Love, businessman Nasser Baydoun and attorney Zach Burns have all announced campaigns. Michigan remains a must-win state for Democrats if they hope to maintain control of the Senate, with tough races expected in Ohio, West Virginia, Montana, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. In 2020, Republican John James, now a U.S. representative, narrowly lost to incumbent Democratic Senator Gary Peters. While two GOP candidates have announced, including State Board of Education member Nikki Snyder, Republicans have yet to find a high-profile contender to vie for the seat. Several potential candidates, including former U.S. Representative Peter Meyer, are considering bids. Republicans have taken just one of Michigan's last 15 Senate races, winning an open seat in 1994. Also Monday, former State Senator Curtis Hertel Jr., a Democrat, will announce his bid for Slotkin's seat in the 7th Congressional District, one of the nation's most competitive House districts. Former State Senator Tom Barrett, a Republican, launched his second run for the seat Sunday.